Tricia Etchison has been through plenty of fire seasons, but she knew the campfire might be different when it started raining ash on her car.
I noticed flakes of ashes, leaf-sized flakes of ashes, and it sounded like hail falling.
Tricia is a fifth grade teacher at a chief charter school in Paradise. As the fire spread, teachers like Tricia piled students into cars. Tricia shared a ride with an administrator, her granddaughter, and several students. Another one of her grandkids, Gracie, is a sixth grader at the school, and she evacuated with seven or eight of her classmates.
We had like little kids reading books and all that, and then we had one teenager in the front seat. So like she was like reading all these things and like crying, and then that's how most of us got scared.
Her friend Bethany was in another car. She says the students and teachers met up at the Raley's parking lot in Chico.
And then we got a call saying our house was completely gone, and then everyone's phone kept going off and they were like answering the phones and started crying.
Almost all of Achieve's staff lost their homes that day. They think that over 90% of their students did too. Teachers, students, and administrators are still trying to figure out how to recover from this.
The hardest thing was getting our educators who lost everything, who were victims, to teach victims.
Tim Taylor is Butte County's superintendent. In the 6 weeks since the campfire, the county has managed to find temporary sites for Paradise's schools and helped thousands of educators attend trauma trainings. Taylor says the district should expect bigger changes, particularly once the portables they ordered get here, and once some state and federal funding starts to come through.
When you have 4,700 new homeless people, that qualifies you for this new world, but it is a huge change on serving food and getting the right services to all the kids.
But for now, teachers and students are making do with the county and state level resources that they have. Back at Achieve Charter School, students are running through the halls of Chico's Life Church armed with cake and toys. It's the last day of school before winter break, and the school is hosting an epic toy drive. Gracie, Bethany, and a few other students are hanging out near the school's de facto office. Achieve has been holding classes in Life Church for about 2.5 weeks now. And for students like Bethany, it's been an adjustment.
A lot of people have left. It went from a class of 30 to a class of like 19 in some classes. Everything's like confusing. It's like weird to have to ask where the bathroom is at our own school.
The school's also taken steps to ensure that students' trauma is addressed. Teachers like Tricia Etchison have fundamentally restructured the school day.
The afternoon was set aside for a movie, downtime, drawing, coloring, anything that just let the kids relax. I purchased some pillows and blankets, and I had this little room that the students were allowed to come in if they needed to take a nap.
That flexible schedule works better for teachers, too. Everyone is dealing with housing instability now. They're meeting with insurance adjusters or looking at apartments, or in some cases, commuting for up to 2 hours to work. Achieve's community has gone to great lengths to support each other. It was cathartic for Tricia to see the children she evacuated with again. And she says she has mixed feelings about going on break.
I know for myself personally, I don't want to leave because I want to be with these guys, but I also know I need some time for myself to regroup.
She says they could probably all use the rest. And when students come back in January, they'll have their work cut out for them. Reporting in Chico, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.